A Ticking Clock to Determine Time of Death by Jennifer Rivera. When one biological clock ends, new life begins. In every ecosystem around the planet, a thriving microbial community is patiently waiting and eagerly anticipating the death of humans and animals. It breaks down their bodies with such systematic, clock-like efficiency that forensic scientists believe it can help them determine the time of death more precisely, especially when other forms of forensic evidence are not available. The timetable of necrocommunities appears to be fairly uniform, no matter what species are involved. So this method has the potential to be useful anywhere. After 7 to 10 days, evidence of insect activity, one of the main traditional ways to measure time of death, begins to rapidly lose its value. But the necromicrobial clock provides a time frame far beyond that of insects. The necrobiome can be useful to identify more recent deaths, too. Insects attract very different necrobiomes to a decaying organism, depending on the stage of decay. Scientists have discovered a marked shift in the bacterial community within just 24 hours of death. Simply by classifying the type of bacteria or fungi present and the abundance of certain species, investigators can uncover valuable clues as to time of death. The study of the necrobiome is still in its infancy, and researchers expect us to find even more hidden clues that will help future forensic investigations. This is just one surprising way humans can benefit by recognizing the complex, organized, systematic community that came from an all-powerful creator God who created everything for its purpose. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 4. Jennifer Hall Rivera is a forensic science educator, speaker, and author at Answers in Genesis. She has worked as a fingerprint examiner in a crime scene unit and as a forensics instructor. Jennifer has been published in the Journal of Forensic Identification and has spoken at numerous forensics conferences.